Rise and shine. 6 a.m. and your hand can't make it to the alarm clock before the voices in your head start telling you that it's too early, too dark, and too cold to get out of bed. Aching muscles lie still in rebellion, pretending not to hear your brain commanding them to move. A legion of voices are shouting their unanimous permission for you to hit the snooze button and go back to dreamland. But you didn't ask their opinion. The voice you've chosen to listen to is one of defiance. A voice that says there was a reason to set that alarm in the first place. So sit up, put your feet on the floor, and don't look back, because we've got work to do. Welcome to the grind. For what is each day but a series of conflicts between the right way and the easy way? 10,000 streams spout out like a river delta before you, each one promising the path of least resistance. Thing is, you're headed upstream. And when you make that choice, when you decide to turn your back on what's comfortable, safe, and what some would call common sense, well, that's day one. From there, it only gets tougher. So just make sure this is something you want, because the easy way out will always be there, ready to wash you away. All you have to do is put your feet. But you aren't going to, are you? With each step comes the decision to take another. You're on your way now, but this is no time to dwell on how far you've come. You're in a fight against an opponent you can't see, but oh, you can feel him on your heels, can't you? Feel him breathing down your neck. You know what that is? That's you. Your fears, your doubts, and insecurities all lined up like a firing squad, ready to shoot you out of the sky. But don't lose heart. While they're not easily defeated, they are far from invincible. Remember, this is the grind, the battle royale between you and your mind, your body, and the devil on your shoulder who's telling you that this is just a game. This is just a waste of time. Your opponents are stronger than you. Drown out the voice of uncertainty with the sound of your own heartbeat. Burn away your self-doubt with the fire lit beneath you. Remember what we're fighting for, and never forget that momentum is a cruel mistress. She can turn on a dime or the smallest mistake. She is ever searching for the weak place in your armor, that one tiny thing you forgot to prepare for. So as long as the devil is hiding the details, the question remains, is that all you got? Are you sure? When the answer is yes, and you've done all you can to prepare yourself for battle, then it's time to go forth and boldly face your enemy, the enemy within. Only now you must take that fight into the open, into hostile territory. You're a lion in a field of lions, all hunting the same elusive prey with a desperate starvation that says victory is the only thing that can keep you alive. So believe that voice that says you can run a little faster and you can throw a little harder, that for you, the laws of physics are merely a suggestion. Luck is the last dying wish of those who want to believe that winning can happen by accident. Sweat, on the other hand, is for those who know it's a choice. So decide now, because destiny waits for no man. And when your time comes and 1,000 different voices are trying to tell you you're not ready for it, listen instead to that lone voice of dissent. The one that says you are ready. You are prepared. It's all up to you now.
It's all up to you now.
So rise and shine.
Ha ha, why so quiet?
Yeah.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to the grind. Let me turn this thing down a little bit. We are blasting in the mic. What's up, everybody? Welcome to the grind, man. The realest show ever. I'm sorry. Welcome to the grind. Reloaded. So, guys, here's what we're going to do. We're still trying to get these technical things sorted out here. So I need to tweak a few things. I think we got it right there. Okay.
Yeah.
Awesome. So, guys, again, welcome. Share this out. If you know somebody that's trying to jump on the grind, Reloaded with Nate and Pam McCray, guys, then shift them over to the Grind 101 page, and they'll find us right here on Facebook. Guys, this is the realest show ever. I am your host, the Millionaire Mastermind, Nathan McCray, and I'm here with...
Millionaire Mompreneur, none other than Pam McCray. Super excited to be here. Back live, man.
Bigger, better, bolder.
All of that.
Man, I'm excited because I got my phenomenal wife, my phenomenal business partner, my phenomenal friend, my best friend, my BFF sitting here beside me today. You guys that have already been a part of the grind before, you understand that you know, there were some shows that I did, and there were some shows that Pam will come on and do. But guys, we are here together in full force in partnership on the grind, guys, hoping that you guys are going to tap into what we have to offer, because, you know, we got a lot to offer you guys. And we're going to do some things on the show today. We're going to outline some things. We're going to talk about the vision of the show first, right? So we're going to talk about the vision of the show. We're going to talk about sight, beyond sight. We're going to talk about some unicorns. We're going to talk about vision. We're going to talk about your life being a transition. Yeah, yeah, we got some things on the docket for you today. So share this out. Share this out, guys, on your page. To all of my people out there in Blog Talk Radio Land, man, love you guys. Thank you for jumping on, guys. Here's the number. All right, here's what we need you guys to do. That's the earphone. We got people on right now that see it.
Oh, okay.
So let's do this.
Just making sure
I stay in front of this microphone because it sounds crazy.
Clicking today.
All right. So, guys, you know this is the realest show ever. So, y'all going to see us grow. Y'all going to go with us. And that's just what we do. So, let me do this real quick. For those of you that that don't know, dial into 657-383-1291. Guys, you're able to hit the number one and actually be able to raise your hand and be able to speak live. We're going to have a segment for that also. All right. So, 657-383-1291 is right there on the banner. Dial into the show, and you guys will be able to hear the music. You guys will be able to hear everything right there, even more robust and better. All right? So man, we're going to get this thing started, but before we get it started, we're going to allow some other people to jump on, because this is our first broadcast, right? Since man, how long has it been?
Wow, I want to say, did you do any shows this year?
Not this year. So it's
okay,
been
so since
maybe 4 months.
Yeah.
Now, about 4 months.
I mean, right. Yeah,
so it's been, so it's almost 5 months now, almost, right? So,
right.
Man, it's been a while, man. So it's been a while. And as I said, guys, stick with us. We're going to talk about some stuff. And here's what else we're going to do, guys. We're going to give you guys a relationship, okay? And that's a relationship on relationships, all right? So we're going to give you guys something really good that I think you guys will like today. And for all of my people out there in Blog Talk Radio Land, man, welcome, guys. We have an abbreviated viewership, so we're not broadcasting live on YouTube like we used to be. We're not broadcasting live on Instagram like we used to be. So what we're doing is we're going to be also putting this on IGTV as well. And we're going to also be encapsulating it and putting it on YouTube also. All right. So a lot of things are different, guys. We want you guys to grab onto this and help somebody jump on the show, because we don't want them to miss what we have today. But we're going to play a song for you guys. And I queued this song up because Pam loves it. And it's funny because she came to me the other day and she said, "Have you ever heard that song?" She said, "Have you heard that song?"
Sometimes I'm in that boat.
"My Destiny," right? and I said, "My Destiny." And she said, "Yeah, by love." I said, "You know what?" I said, "I used to play that song all the time," right? All the time on the show. So I said, I'm not a stranger to that song. So let me see if I can get it queued up here for you guys, and we can go ahead and play it. Hold on, Pam. I need to grab it.
Right. Absolutely. And, you know, it's funny because when I actually zoned in and I really began to listen to that song, I don't know, it somehow ended up in my playlist, I think, from being around, yeah, the dial-in. There's some issues with the dial-in.
Oh, really?
People can't dial in. And really began to listen to that song. I'm one of those people that when I grab a hold of a song and I really begin to listen
give
to the words.
Oh, man, here's
it's a different number.
Change the number.
Phone number. Aha. All right, so the dial-in number, is 646-668-2564. You didn't catch that, huh?
Hey, we're gonna right. I did not. You know what? I think they just
did
that.
Boo-boo.
Yeah, I think they just.
We've been advertising the wrong phone number, but then hey, real people, real life, real issues, real mess up for real. Okay. So, well, that's a wonderful thing. We'll have it corrected next time. But anyway, I can tell you that this song has been something that just in a few. The short time that I've grabbed a hold of it and really began to listen, it has been able to just bless my spirit, bless my soul, listening to it and just understanding that our destiny is too important to give up for anything. And when we realize that and we get up every day and we just continue to push forward, to push until something absolutely happens, to persist until something happens in our life, knowing that we all have a destiny, knowing that we all are here on this earth for a reason, for a purpose, for us to be able to impact and to change the lives of others as we are in the process of changing our own life. And so definitely a great way to kick off as we are reloaded. Y'all share this
give
out.
The number again.
And the number to dial in, and I'm going to go ahead and get this message out also again, is 646-668-2564 in order to actually get all of the clarity of the show today. So you can definitely tune in that way.
All right. So, guys, enjoy the song, guys. We'll be right back, and we'll hopefully have
now the time to get distracted. This is not a time to go off course. This is not a time to lose your focus. Got a word for you for the Lord. And you cannot afford to lose your way. You come too far from where you start.
Oh, ever dreamed, everything you prayed for, everything he promised you.
So did we get sound? I think we got sound.
I think you figured it out. I thought you had all this together.
I thought I did, but you know what? Thank God this is the realest show ever.
Right.
Because that means that we know something great must be getting ready to happen.
Something's got to. Yeah. All of the challenges leading up to, you know, everything, and then things not working right, and they've done this time and time and time again, and now I didn't pay no attention. I have no clue how to work Blog Talk Radio or any of that. But
I thought I had a clue.
Click over. Let me get that number again.
All right, so we got
I need to give out this number one more time to what I'm trying to get it out. Okay, we got
646-668-2564.
Okay, great. 2564. That's crazy. We've been marketing the wrong number. But it's all good, right? Sweet.
And they just had to switch that up. You know what? I upgraded. I know, to another robust account.
So
I think they changed the number on me, and I didn't catch it.
Said, you know.
Pay attention to detail, Nate. Pay attention to detail.
Absolutely. It's okay.
But anyway, man, let's get popping, man, because, you know, this show has been a long time coming back. For those of you that were here with us in the very beginning, you know that we were on air for over a year. Over 100 episodes, you know, that are in our archives. And for those of you that happen to log back in and hear this broadcast on either YouTube or IGTV or even here on Facebook, if however long they let it stay up, because Facebook is funny about music.
Right.
But
that's true.
You have the ability to go back into to Blog Talk Radio /The Grind, blogtalkradio.com/The Grind 101, and see and listen to all of the archived audios from way back, man. We talked about some great stuff in the very beginning, because the vision that we have for this show, guys, is the reason it's called The Grind is because The Grind, everybody has a grind, right? I don't care what you do.
Right.
I don't care who you are.
Right.
I don't care what your vision is. You know, even if you want to lay down and do nothing, you still got to grind to do that. So whatever your grind is, everything kind of like comes together. We all have this one common denominator that we got to grind.
Right, that's true.
And when you grind, what are you doing? You're bridging the gap for yourself, and not just yourself, but you're also helping bridge the gap for you and helping somebody else be able to cross that bridge.
That's
as well.
True. That's true. Absolutely. And I think the grind, everybody has their own type of grind. You know,
right.
Some people grind physically, some people grind mentally, some people, you know, just grind in different ways. And, you know, in order to accomplish whatever it is that God has called them to do on this earth. So, you know, that grind is your grind. And all
absolutely.
You got to do is make sure that you get up and you grind, right?
Absolutely.
Right.
And for those of you, we're looking at two different, we're looking at a camera here, guys, and we're looking at
a camera here.
So,
didn't even realize that.
So, yeah.
You
so we. Yeah, I messed up again. I'll take all the blame, but you know what? You can't fix it unless you control it.
That's right. Control the control.
So control the control,
right.
Baby. So we're on the camera. You know, what I'll do is next time I'll make sure I try to get them both to eye level here.
Okay.
It's trial and error. Kind of like what we want to talk about today.
Mm.
You know, guys, when people look at Pam and I, they don't realize that I'm 50.
I'm almost 50. I'm almost 50.
That's
not quite here yet. But I'm almost 50.
Right.
As a matter of fact, y'all, give it up, because today is the 30-day countdown. Yes, I am counting down to 50. And you know what? I am going to embrace every bit of it. You see, the 50s are the new 30, okay? And so we look good out here and definitely going to represent.
Wait. The 50, I keep seeing, because that number keeps increasing. Like, everybody's like,
absolutely.
The 60s are the new
40s. They're going to be the new 40s.
The 70s are the new 50s.
Right.
You know, but nobody really wants to say that they're 50.
Ain't nothing
that's
but a
that's what
number.
They say. But what makes, well, this isn't even on the billet to talk about. But what makes age not anything but a number?
It's, I don't know, but it's just a number.
When you say age is only a number, because sometimes, I'm God.
Because it's all about how you feel.
Let me define something here, okay? I'm probably going to say some stuff that's going to piss somebody off, right? Pam is going to be a little more gentle. She's going to pat y'all on the back.
Right.
I'm going to punch you in the stomach. And, but as time goes, she's going to learn that you got to punch in the stomach a little bit also and rub on the back.
I learned the hard way.
Yeah. So here's the thing. When Pam says age is nothing but a number, what makes age nothing but a number?
Well, I feel like because your age really doesn't matter. It's all about how you feel. You get up every day.
It's all about how you feel. So you can't be beat down, unhealthy, busted, and disgusted and say age is nothing but a number.
No, right? Because you're feeling every bit of that age. As a matter of fact, if you don't take care of yourself, then you're probably feeling older than you actually are, right?
Absolutely.
And it's funny because, like, even in taking Jaden to school today, he said, out of the blue, he said, Mommy, he said, you know, my friends at school, they said that your parents don't look like they're 50. Your dad, oh my goodness, your dad looks like, you know, he's nowhere near 50. He said, but your mom, she looks like she's in her 30s. And I said, oh, that's so nice.
You're 50. but she's in her 30s. And you got to love that because
Right. Kids
don't lie.
Right, they don't.
Well, they tell the truth even when it hurts somebody.
Right. That's exactly what it is. They
speak
their mind.
Yeah, so they're telling the truth. And when they look at, when we talk about age only being a number, right? You have to say you can't. It's like an oxymoron, right?
Right.
You can't say that you're rich and expect people to believe it if you always look broke.
Right.
Right. I'm gonna make somebody mad right now. If you driving around in a busted car that you never wash and clean, you can't say I'm rich. But then you're going to spin that thing around. You're going to be like, I'm rich in spirit. You are. Everybody's rich in spirit, hopefully. But you can't say one thing and do another. Right?
So
age is only a number when you fit the bill.
Right.
Right?
That's
how
true.
Do you feel? How do you feel, not just physically, but how do you feel about yourself?
Right.
Right? As you can see, I'm created for greatness today.
And I say improvise, adapt, and overcome, baby. Bridge the gap.
Yeah. So we're switching it up a little bit today.
Right.
I'm repping Pam. She's repping me. And we're going to bring this home for you guys a little bit later on the relationship. But, you know, let's jump into what we want to talk about, because we talked about, you know, some pillow talk, you know, earlier throughout the week. And we talked about sight beyond sight, you know.
That's true.
To have sight beyond sight, you know, it really means that you see things before they actually happen.
Right.
And, you know, for those of you that know me, fam, we're always talking about, I always talk about the power curve, right? And if you're just riding the curve, then you'll discover everything when everybody else discovers it.
Right.
So you're just like everybody else. We call that average, right?
Right.
We call that average. But if you figure out a way to bend that curve, right, this curve is bending, you figure out a way to straighten out that curve, because I was always taught in math that the quickest way to get from point A to point B is a straight line.
Right.
So you have to figure out the quickest way to get from here to here, but also taking advantage of adhering to the principles of what this is,
right,
in order to participate in the promise of whatever it is. Right, and Pam didn't put her phone on me, so I'm gonna make a demerit for her.
I say one demerit.
So she got one. I got like four. Right. So sight beyond sight, man. You know, seeing the invisible doesn't mean you're crazy, right?
No, you have to see the invisible. I believe that's the problem with most people in life. They pay too much attention to the very things that they can see.
Mm-hmm.
That's right in front of them. That's right around them. Those situations, the issues, the challenges, the hurdles. And what ends up happening is they stay right there because they get consumed in the everyday life problems, situations. Mm-hmm. But we're called on this earth to live and to be a part of all these situations, because those situations help us to grow. They help us to become. They help us to really fully understand who we are. But when you realize that you got to have that sight beyond sight,
mm-hmm.
You have to be able to see the invisible, because when you're able to see the invisible, that's when the invisible now becomes visible and becomes your reality,
right?
Because of the fact that you are now raising your belief and knowing that there's more beyond what you're seeing in the physical realm, and that there's got to be something else out there.
What's the practicality, guys? I talk about practicality all the time, but let's just bring it practical. Because sight beyond sight, let's do something simple. Like, if you know you haven't paid your house payment in 3 months, then you're going to go into what?
Foreclosure.
Right? So the sight beyond the sight is, I got to pay my mortgage before it gets to this point. and not wait until it gets to that point and then get distraught.
Right.
So heading it off, right, getting to the straight line. Not just a very practical example, but sight beyond sight goes into vision also, because Pam threw that word on me this morning. She said vision. She said I woke up with vision. I woke up with sight beyond
That's
sight.
That's crazy.
Right? So
I woke up you woke up early. I woke up like around 6 o'clock,
mm-hmm.
and Nate was already at his desk, and he was writing. And I looked at him, and I asked him saying good morning and all that, and I said, you know what? God said vision. Let's talk about vision. And as I looked over at his paper, as he was writing some notes, I saw the first thing on his page was sight beyond sight.
Sight beyond sight.
Sight beyond sight. Right.
So that's, I mean, it's sometimes you get those confirmations. For me, I look for those confirmations.
Right.
I want to hear them, and it's all a part of partnership. We're going to talk about that here in a moment. But sight beyond sight is absolutely amazing. Vision, it's like the vision of the grind. The vision of the grind is to bridge, help people bridge gaps through practical application, things that we've been through. One of the things I boldly say on this show is that we're never going to tell you guys anything that we've never been through ourselves.
Right.
Right? We're never going to tell you anything that we're not going through ourselves. So we can't give you something that's not on the inside of us already. So we're never going to reach for straws
that's
and
true.
We give you what's here. That's why it's easy to be unscripted.
So when we talk about sight beyond sight, share with everybody one of the situations in which you were able to see that sight beyond sight.
So I talk about sight beyond sight all the time, and I say, you know, just because you see things that are not there yet, you know, doesn't mean they're not there.
Right.
Right. So when we were homeless, right, we can say that. When we were homeless, the sight that we had could have been the sight that was right in front of us, right?
Mm-hmm.
We were homeless. What was me? We were distraught. But the sight beyond sight was, how do we get out of this, right? Now, that was the reactive, right? True sight beyond sight is proactive.
Proactive.
Right?
You don't even allow it to happen.
You don't even allow it to happen.
Right.
But we have to cover both bases, right? So if it already happened.
We're human.
Yeah, because we're human. If it already happened, now we have to realize, okay, how do we get through this and get past it and not wallow around in it, right? So we have to cover that piece too. So if you're in it already, don't be distraught about being in it.
Right.
You know, figure out how you're going to come out of it by having some vision and working toward the goals, the everyday things that you do to get yourself out of it. But if you already know that there's a possibility for something to happen, then get ahead of it, right? Understand the practical part that I just used about your house, about your car, about your health. You know, if you know that, you know, your quality of life is going to be compromised when you get 60 or 70, which it typically is, you know, black men aren't expected to live past what, 65? I believe.
We can rebuke that.
Yeah. But we can. I'm glad you said
Daddy
that.
Is
we
95.
Can look in that camera right there. We can rebuke that.
Yes.
But it doesn't mean it's not going to happen unless we put some action.
We gotta put some action to it.
Right.
Right.
And this thing is all about action. If you just run around saying, I'm rich, I'm highly flavored, highly favored, I'm blessed, you know, I'm rich beyond measure. You keep saying, those are great affirmations, right? But if you never do anything to bring that into reality, then you're just seeing things that will never happen.
Right.
Because we kind of jump on the bandwagon with certain things, man, where we say, you know, faith is, you know, seeing those things that are not as though they were,
right?
And then the second part of that is, then get out and go, put your butt to work.
Right, because faith without works is dead. So if there's no work, you're not gonna. I mean, what's the good in sin?
Right.
I mean, you gotta put some action to it.
But this is blessing somebody today, because somebody needs to understand that you just can't sit around waiting for your blessing.
Right.
Right. No. They're there. They're there.
That naming and claiming stuff don't work. I'm sorry.
You just named it.
All right.
And but you didn't really claim it. That's like saying, Lord, I'm naming and claiming that there's some groceries in our refrigerator.
It might hit some people hard today, but I'm sorry. I tried to name and claim for a little minute. It didn't work. Mm-hmm. Until I got up off my behind and decided to go to work, nothing was going to change.
Was real.
For real.
Was
until
real.
I decided to say, you know what, I'm not going to let fear hold me back, nothing was going to change. I had to put some action into it.
Action. Right. Action. So let's jump into the second part. We're into, man, time flies.
Ooh, I don't have no watch on.
Yeah, time flies. So I think we forgot to put everything on the day. But anyway, this is the realest show ever, thank God. But anyway, we're gonna let you guys into our world. You know, I want to say something about your accomplishments, because you know the next thing we want to talk about is transition, because life is just really one big transition. That's all it is. And you have accomplishments in life now. Like we look at Pam and I, when we think about, well, we have to wake up and say, God, thank you so much for where we are right now.
Right.
Thank you for where we were, because it grew us to be the people that we are. And then what we're doing now from this point on is growing us to be even better every day.
Right.
But our small accomplishments are what actually got us to where we are, even though some of the failures, some of the success, you know, your small accomplishments, wherever you are right now, can lead you to the greatest success. But you have to see and celebrate the little things. If you're not going to celebrate the little things, then don't expect the big things to happen.
Right.
Because what do you do is you'll minimize the small things that are happening in your life. And you look right past the very thing that's growing you, or it should grow you. And you're so busy being focused on the end game, right, with the ultimate vision, that you fail to actually celebrate yourself in the small things.
In the small things.
Sometimes you got to celebrate yourself.
You have to, and you have to enjoy that very moment that you're in.
Mm-hmm.
And many times we miss the moments because we're so focused on that end goal, just like you said. And not celebrating ourselves along the way and realizing that everything big was once small.
Mm-hmm.
So you got to celebrate the small things, realizing that they're always going to begin to lead to the bigger things when you get up and you keep on going.
Family,
and
kids.
Yeah, all of that.
Yeah,
you have to. You got to take the time to celebrate yourself, because if you don't celebrate yourself, you can't expect nobody else to celebrate you.
Stop expecting everybody to celebrate.
So you have to take the time and celebrate yourself. You do something small today and say, thank you. I'm proud of me. Be proud of you, okay, along the way in this journey, because many times we beat ourselves up because
right.
we're not where we desire to be. We mess up every day, right? We make mistakes
every
that
day.
We have to fix because we have choices in life. God, one thing that God doesn't violate is our choice. Each and every one of us has a choice.
Mm-hmm.
And so, therefore, he's going to allow us to mess up. He's sitting back saying, oh, Lord, look at my kids, okay?
Right.
They're about to do this. They're about to do that. But you know what? He just sits back and watches and knows that we're going to learn something from it. He's got us, okay? He's got us when we get up and we keep going. But he's going to allow us.
He's got us
when we get up and we keep on going. Okay, that's the problem. Sometimes we fall. We make the wrong choices. We end up wallowing in those mistakes. We end up
getting stuck there.
There's another word that I'm looking for. But we end up dogging ourselves out. We have a pity party. We're having a pity party for ourselves. And he's saying, no, it's okay. You made that choice. I got you. Get up, keep going, and now let's fix this thing. Learn from the mistakes and keep on going, keep on growing in order to become, because, you know, at
keep
the end of the day,
keep growing.
That's what life is. Yeah,
like
keep
that.
Going and keep on growing.
Keep going, keep growing.
Right.
And
right.
That's a part of the transition
right.
that we're in every day as people. I don't care if you're single, married, whoever you are, whatever your goals are, life is just one big transition. And if you really think about it, Pam, it's really about understanding the transitions and how you handle transitions.
Right.
You know, every day is not going to be you rose-colored glasses. You're not going to wake up every day and feel like getting up and do what you do. God knows, I can tell you
right
now, there are days that I want to just keep laying in bed.
Right.
But, I mean, honestly, there are some things that you have to do in order to keep going. And the main thing is you got to motivate yourself.
You have to. Mm-hmm. You have to be your own motivation. And that's another issue, too. You know, that many times people sit back and they wait for somebody else to motivate them.
Oh,
for real. You can't sit back and wait for somebody else to bring you your motivation. I always say that, you know what, your situation, your goals, your life, your children, you know, the people that you love, whatever it is that you want to accomplish in life, that should be your own motivation, not sitting back. You don't know how many people that I hear from that say, you know what, well, you know, I need somebody to motivate me.
Mm-hmm.
Why? Why? Because, you know, at the end of the day, you have to realize that you have the power within in order to motivate your own self. So get up and just look at where you are today. And if you don't like it, fix it. That should be the only motivation necessary for you to get up and to transition yourself from that position into the next position that you want to be in. Transition. Move yourself right on over to where you want to go and keep on going. Get up, keep going, and keep on growing, for real.
Yeah. And the growth piece is amazing because we grow from every little thing that we do.
Right.
And if you transition things over from, you know, you waking up in the morning, right? What's your daily routine? What are your habits? You know, are you living in the comfort zone? Are you making yourself uncomfortable? There's a lot of things you can ask yourself.
Mm.
But if you're not making yourself constantly, you know, uncomfortable to I know that sounds bad, but who wants to constantly be uncomfortable? It sounds worse than it actually is, right? It sounds worse than it actually is. It's not physical pain, guys. It's really you being in that vein where you understand that my life is a transition. Now we're back to that curve now.
Right.
Right? Are you riding the curve, or are you the person that's riding in that straight line?
Mm.
Because if you understand that your life is just one big transition, you understand that every moment is a teaching moment.
It is.
Every moment is a moment to learn something.
Right.
Whether you open your mouth and say anything or not, every moment is something for you to take in and either write it down or cash it in mentally and put it in your arsenal and make sure that you don't make that same mistake. You know, some people get caught up simply because of the decisions that they make.
Right.
And our life really now is a sum total of the decisions that we've made, you know, thus far, right? So I want to say, before we jump into this next topic, right, because I'm going to play a song after this topic, and we're going to give you guys a great relationship tip, right, call them relationships. I want to say this because we're big on this show in creating and empowerment. Because I believe that everybody was put here for a certain reason. You believe that, Pam?
Oh, absolutely. That's called purpose.
It's called purpose, right? Everybody was put here for a certain reason. Everybody, the reason you still draw breath every day is because there's still purpose for you to be here. So you have to find that purpose. And everything that we said that precedes this moment right now, the sight beyond sight, the lifestyle transit, the life transition, everything right now is for you to get to your purpose. You may not know it, but it may hit you one day like a ton of bricks, but it can't if you're not understanding that you're going through a transition and you have to look forward and not backwards.
Right.
Now, we believe that we're discovery coaches, and there's some times in your life when things are happening that we want to help you be able to look back, right, and figure out when the wheel started to wobble.
Because they always start to wobble.
They always start to wobble.
They don't just fall off.
Right?
We might not realize it when they fall off, but they were wobbling along the way.
But if we had somebody that would have looked back in our lives and said, well, this is where you went wrong,
right?
You know, and this is what you need to do now. Sometimes it's physical, sometimes it's financial, sometimes it's mental.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes there are things we can't get past. So you got to turn around back up. And everybody says, well, don't go backwards, don't move backwards. Sometimes you have to revisit the past to fix what's there in order to be able to get back to where you are and move forward. And that's sometimes physical, mental, or financial. Maybe there are some budgets that you need to put in place. When did it happen? What happened? What was your frame of mind? So we have to dig back into that.
Yeah.
But to get to this point, we talk about creating and empowering yourself and being the person that creates for your own life and not letting anybody in your control center to basically control you, because you can't change what you don't control, right?
That's true.
The reason I said to you guys earlier that unicorns don't exist, right? Because unicorns don't exist. You know, that's the horse with the horn in the head, right? Everybody, they're not real, right? But if you want them to be real,
they can be real.
They can be real. Unicorns don't exist unless you want them to.
That's right.
So what do you believe in? Whatever you believe in, God, it comes into
you want some unicorns,
right?
All you gotta do is believe.
All you gotta do is believe, right? So whatever you want in your life, you know, all you have to do is believe in it. If you choose to believe in unicorns, then guess what? Man, if you believe hard enough, nobody can tell you that unicorns aren't real. And some of y'all on this show right now looking saying, unicorns aren't real. Yeah.
No, that's for real. I mean, we're taught certain things. Just like we say 2 + 2 = 4. But if we want 2 + 2 = 6, then hey. You figure out a way to prove that thing and believe that thing, then guess what? 2 + 2 = 6.
And you'll
it's
get
all
a group
about,
of people that want to
right,
believe that 2 + 2
right.
is 6. But you're creating in your own space.
If the ambition is strong enough.
Right. You can get you some people to follow you.
Right.
I'm going to tell you, I was telling Pam this morning about my daughter, Zaria. She's like a super thinker. You you know, super intelligent.
Too much.
You know, and I think my grandson said a curse word. Right? I think he said the S word.
He didn't get it from us.
Right. He definitely didn't get it from us. So
I'm
not gonna call. I'm not gonna call any names. But he said the S word, and Zarya came in and she said, "Dad, I think Jay just cursed." And I said, "What did he say?" He said, "I think he said the S word." And she said, "Who?" She said, "Daddy, I was thinking." She said, "Who made that a curse word? Why is that a curse word? Who said that was a curse word?" And I said, and I thought about it. I got happy and proud at the same time. I'm like, I get it, because you know she's thinking now. Right, she's trying to create in her own space. She's rationalizing things, and I told her, I said, "Well, baby, popular belief is that S is the curse word, you know. And if you say it around the majority of the people, they're going to say it's a curse word because somebody sold it to the world as a bad word."
Mm-hmm.
And then Pam flipped in, and Pam said, "You know, we got words that actually mean certain things,
right?
Like the B word is a female dog. If you're a dog breeder, they actually call the female dog
right?"
If you use the D word, right, it's a whole nother meaning. It's damnation, you know, or you're damned, you know. And what's another one?
I don't know.
But the A word is actually a donkey, right? So it's a different from a donkey, but it's the A word. So we've even taken we've made some stuff up. And we perverted some stuff, right? So some words that are in the Bible, we've taken those words and made them bad. And you can't say them anymore unless you're reading it from a scripture, right? So we're going to come back, man, and we're going to talk about this relationship. But, guys, just so you know, unicorns don't exist. But if you want them to, they can. If you believe hard enough.
Right.
And in your life, if you believe for whatever it is that you want to believe in, guess what? It can be yours. So don't sit back and think that, you know what, well, they're not going to like that if I say that. You know, they're going to feel a certain kind of way about it. You know, I believe that I can have this. And then the first thing they tell you is you can't, right? First thing we tell little babies,
right?
We tell little babies that you can be anything in the world you want to be, baby. You know, and then as soon as they get old enough and the people that have been telling them that, all of a sudden feels that, guess what, man, you're actually probably going to be that.
Right.
Because
right.
I can see what they're doing.
Right.
Tell them they can't. Tell them they can't. Why?
Mm-hmm.
Because you aren't.
Right.
So you start telling them that they can't. And it starts as when they get out of school kind of a little bit. That's when people start, you get into the real world and people, you can't tell people your dreams and your vision.
No.
Because they have lived their life to where they're not accomplishing theirs, so they're not going to believe in you, or they don't believe in their
own. No, you got to be careful. The dream killers.
Dream killers. That
dream
was the whole
killers.
Show.
Right.
That was the whole show. So we got a few minutes, so we're gonna play this song, guys, and we're going to come back and give you guys a relationship tip or a relation tip so you guys can actually see where we are, and you can see why, too. You know, I got on this shirt, and Pam has on that shirt. So we'll be right back, guys. All right?
Butterflies is what I feel inside, and every time it's like my first time away, and I can never find the words to say. You're the perfect girl, you were made for me. It's so easy to love you, baby. We're compatible, incredible, and natural.
baby. Girl, you had me from the moment I looked into your eyes. And I knew you were an angel, but you were in disguise. Tell me, how could I be so lucky that you'd fall down from heaven for me? Look, baby.
Some people search a lifetime and never find the truth.
Friends that are there for a season and a reason, and the friends that you fall out of that season, reason for it. It's okay.
Right.
Because you're no longer going in the same path. But people think about it more so relevant, prominent when it's a relationship.
Right. That's true.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So being equally yoked, you're moving in the same direction, but you have different paths. Now, if I were to say, if I tried to graft myself onto Pam, it wouldn't work because her fingerprints are different than my fingerprints.
Right.
Right? So she was created for an entirely different reason. So I can't make her submit and do what I want her to do
right.
the way I want her to do it. I have to understand what her gifts and talents are.
Right.
And a smart man or a smart woman
right.
understands that. And you take those gifts and talents and you use them. Because if God puts you together, we hear this thing all the time, who will God put together, let no man put asunder. But is it equally yoked?
Right.
Now, some of you are scratching your head. Yeah, some of you are scratching your head right now. You're saying, am I equally yoked? Is that what that means? You know, because, you know, my husband is a pastor. I'm a stripper. I hate to put that out there for you guys. But if you're a pastor, you want to go this way, but the stripper want to go this way, you're not on the same path. You're going in different directions. So it can't work. Right?
Right.
So it's a matter of and even
difference.
Yeah, it's a big thing. You know I like a dramatized, right? So
right,
if
right.
you're a crackhead and you want to get with somebody sober that's not a crackhead, it's not gonna work.
Right.
Right? You want to smoke crack and go this way. They right. wanna go this way. You gotta get with another crackhead. Right? That's how that thing works, right? So I know this is hurting somebody, but some of you are thinking about your relationship right now and you're saying, dang. You're saying,
Well,
you know, all I do is get up and do what she tells me to do or do what he tells me to do. I got stuff that I want to do, right? I got S word that I want to do. That's a new way of cursing, right? You say the S word is the D word. I got S word that I want to do, right? So when you look at what you want to do, but you got a person over here that's telling you, no, you can't do it that way. Do it this way. Do it this way. No, don't do that. Do that. Boom, 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 boom. It goes. It's different. Than actually trying to help somebody get where they need to be.
Right.
If you're trying to change that person into something that they're not supposed to be.
You can't do that.
Right.
Because it's like you said, we each have our own individual fingerprints. We each have our own gifts, our own talents. And, you know, in a relationship, you're able to bring those gifts and those talents together, not trying to change one another because it'll never work. You can't
right.
change somebody. A person is who they are. A person can grow. A person can shift. But at the end of the day, they have to be willing to become that person that they want to become. And so now when you have certain gifts over here, certain gifts over here, but you have that one vision, right?
Mm-hmm.
You have that one vision. So you got your different paths because God will give me things. God will give Nate things. But because we have one vision, both of all of those paths, our different paths end
right.
up leading to that one vision.
Absolutely.
And now we're able to really bridge that gap and to come together and to leverage each other's talents. So where Nate may be gifted in an area that I'm not, or I'm gifted in an area that he is not in a relationship, we bring those gifts, those talents together in order to bring greatness, you know,
right.
In the midst of that relationship.
Recognize it.
Right.
Put your ego in your pocket.
Right. Absolutely.
And not think that you got to be the person to come up with everything.
Right.
You know, it's a partnership.
Right.
Right.
It's a partnership. Absolutely. And so that, you know, it's great when you think about that and that yoke is very important and you got to be equally yoked. Otherwise, it's just not going
to
work.
And you got to be able to put Pam has to know my vision. I have to know her vision.
Right.
Right. I know I'm looking at her shirt right here. I know every aspect of Pam's vision. I know what she wants. You know, I see the butterfly on her back. You know, I know what she wants because we talk about it. And I'm like, okay, express yourself. I need to know where you want to see your brand, your vision going.
Right.
Because ultimately, we were going in the same direction. We both love to help people.
Right.
Right. We both want to help people get where they are. And we have to figure out, okay, what is the best way to do that together?
Right.
I have to rely on Pam. Pam has a lot of great attributes about her that I have to let her have and let her do, you know, and I can't sit back and say, well, I wish, you know, she would do it this way. No, she's doing it the way she wants to do it because God is going to call and pull the people to her that are supposed to be attracted to her,
right?
Right? So we don't force anything. We just be who we're supposed to be. And we did a show before Pam, and it was called Always Be in Character.
Mm.
Or you'll lose the part.
Wow.
Right? there are a lot of people that aren't in character right now. You can go back and grab that from the archives as well. It's called Stay and Be in Character or Lose the Part. And if you're not in character with who you're supposed to be, who God created you to be, some of you may not have even discovered who God created you to be yet, right? So you don't even know who you are yet. But until you stop, slow down a little bit and figure out that, okay, this is, I need to figure out who I am, all right? I need to figure out what I need to do. Mm-hmm. I need to figure out what I need to become, right? You start figuring out answering these questions for yourself, you're going to discover who you are. And when you discover that is when the opposition starts to happen.
Yes.
That's when the devil's like, oh my God.
Get ready.
It wakes up.
Right.
The devil wakes up.
Don't want us to discover who we are.
No.
Oh no.
Yeah. When you start discovering who you are.
Right. And that opposition starts to come, just know you on that right path for real. You on the right path.
A lot of people say, you ain't got nobody hating you, then you ain't doing the right thing. Because people are gonna hate what you do. Because people don't want you to do things that they're not doing, right?
They want you to either they want you to stay the same, or they want you to believe in what they got going on, not realizing that you got your own purpose. So whatever it is, you know, you got to realize, don't even worry about it. Just stay focused.
Stay focused.
Turn off the noise. I've gotten very good at turning off the noise. I don't see anything. I don't hear anything. I can care less. I'm just going to move and operate in a purpose that God has created me to move in that ultimately is going to help us to come together on the one vision that God has given us as a partnership, in marriage, relationship, absolutely, in order to get what we need to get done.
Stop worrying about how other people feel about what you do. And when I put that post out yesterday, some of you may have seen it, that post simply said, you know, you're going to piss a lot of people off once you start doing what's best for you. And I'm sorry, guys, that's just reality.
Right.
I'm going to say the things that need to be said. It may not always rub you the right way, but as I always say, guys, I would much rather hurt your feelings temporarily than actually harm your future.
Right.
So when you start being the person and doing the things that you want to do that work for you, you're going to piss some people off. But just know, the people that you piss off are the people that you need to shake off.
Right.
Right. So you don't have to worry about that. But
Maybe that's an unequal relationship.
Yes, it is. Okay. And that's what you're supposed to do.
Right.
Nobody's there in your life forever. You know,
if they're not uplifting you, building you up, supporting you, then maybe it's an unequal relationship.
And it's not always a bad. People do grow apart. In friendships like that, people do grow apart. People go a separate way, do separate things because of one thing or another. But if you build it the right way, it'll stay because now I know Pam's expectations, I know my expectations, and if those expectations change, I need to let her know, right? Now she needs to let me know,
right?
So that we can figure this thing out and see what happens. It's like what Ruben started say, you know, in the beginning I was your big teddy bear, you know, now all of a sudden you're trying to change me, you're trying to give me to eat this lettuce, you know, and these carrots, you know, you love me in the beginning. You know, but now you change. You know, everybody changes. Right. But it was just first, you just wanted him to be a healthier you.
Right.
You know, but
he got on it and
started to lose that weight. Guys, you know, and I'll say this as we close out this thing, you know, on a health and wellness tip, man, you know, the things that you do for yourself physically, and you know, are very, very, very important because this shell is what carries us around. It's the representation, right? It's the representation of us being able to improvise, adapt, and overcome. The physical, guys, is very, very important. The mental is even more important.
Right.
So understand, guys, be a part of the 3%, right? And understand that financially, physically, and mentally, you need to be tapping all three of them.
Tapping all three of them. Wow, awesome. Yes.
So we're going to close out, guys. Thank you, guys. You guys stayed with us for a whole hour. Man, we appreciate that. We love you guys. We're going to play this song, man, on the way out. Remember, fam, tell them when this show happens.
This show happens every Tuesday and Thursday at 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, where you can definitely dial in. Guys, dial in. You'll get to be able to participate and hear the show the best at 646-668-2564. And yes, go follow the page at The Grind 101 on Facebook, because that is where we'll keep all the updates. We'll continue to promote and just share tips and everything on that page. So definitely promote it, share the page, and we're just looking forward to seeing you back on Thursday at 9 a.m.
Would you like it if I talked about your skin, the way you wear your hair?
Oh,
would you like it if I talked about your butt?
Well, once a month,
turn into someone that was hard to love. How would you like it if I didn't like your smoke? Didn't like the polish you be wearing on your toes? If I didn't like your necklace or what you cook for breakfast, would I be wrong? Would I be wrong?
Why you wanna change me? Flip all the things that really made me the way that I am to make you happy, baby.
Why you wanna change me?
Oh,
you used to like your big old teddy bear. It was pick apart your friends, cause they ain't got no end.
Oh,
what if I talked about your face in the morning? Cause we know that you ain't cute in the morning.
Oh,
what if I criticize the way that you be eating? And when you're sleeping, you be doing the heavy breathing. What if I was at you about your housekeeping? Would I be wrong? Would I be wrong?
Okay, I'm gonna go in here and see if I can get an appointment or whatever we do.